I'd like to call the Osage Nation Congress Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:23. First item on the agenda will be prayer. I'd like to ask Brother Everett if I could hear some of our Osage language this morning in prayer.
Believe me now. Wakanda Ali Wakanda Zinke Dati Iwikanaji Awati Hompa De Hika Akombra Awati. Lord, we've been asked to call upon you. Lord, help our people. We ask that you strengthen them. Lord, the ones that we have here, that all of us are going through these mourning processes over and over. We ask you to be with these families today. Keep them upright. Keep them strong. Let them know that their loved one's okay, that we used to have a way that they traveled, and we're doing the best we can, and we want to reach out to them today. We ask that you take care of the ones in our hospitals, that that medicine, they got to have it. We ask that you come and give it to them, that you walk with those families. Lord, these children I get called about, I can't sleep over it. It's just that it's something that I know, that pain. That's why I always tell them, Lord, that we prayed to you once. We had a child die of leukemia, and they said, they're done. And my mom said, my people have ways. We'll turn back to the Lord, and then we'll come back to you. I know that you're all powerful. I ask that you take care of my elders that went home. You take care of our soldiers in the field. And you take care of what little souls we have left. I see so many like to voice themselves in negativity. Lord, we need to stop that. We need to come back and give our children something better. And if we can't, then we need to just get rid of them. Lord, I ask you to watch over us, strengthen our army, and protect our people. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Nikapa O Da A. Waving on.
Thank you, brother. Next item on the agenda will be roll call.
Congresswoman Pratt. Yeah. Congressman Bickhorst. Congressman Mason. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here. We have a quorum. Our next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. The minutes are from the October 12th.
Motion to approve minutes of October 12th.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Minutes are passed. Next, we have just, I want to do a couple of things, and without objection, I would like to adjust the Congressional Chambers item number 8 to the front of the list in front of travel and payables, and I would like to thank the executive branch. We have Assistant Principal Chief Raymond Redcorn is here with us. I would also like to acknowledge the chairman of the Minerals Council, Mr. Everett Waller, is here with us today. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here and what you represent. Other members that we have here, TDLA Department, Mr. Silas Saperhoodle, Minerals Council. We have Myron Redigal, Councilman Redigal, and then we also have from the executive branch, Mr. Casey Johnson. And I'd like to thank all of you all for being here for this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting. So without objection, I'm going to move right to the Congressional Chambers discussion. As we have been discussing, this is a topic that we've been talking about. And just to update you, Councilman Waller, you know why we're down here, because of the situation in the old chambers that we had with the mold.
Yes, sir.
And we vacated up on the hill and came down here with the idea of this being a temporary location for us. We've had a lot of talks about what are we going to do as a nation, what are we going to do as a legislative branch, and we always considered this temporary. This is our temporary location until we can find us a traditional legislative chambers. And through the time and the process that we've been here, we have allocated money to fix the offices over on the other side so that our congressional staff would have an office instead of working out of these teller cages that you see. So I think the total amount on that, Mr. Potts, you may be able, I think it's $77,000 we spent approximately to fix those offices up over there to suit our staff, and it's worked well. Their comments of it's good to have an office again are rightfully taken, and they feel a little more productive other than working here at the cages. There was $900,000 total in the discussion of what are we going to do here, and we thought at one time this was going to be our permanent residence. After we called it temporary, then we thought, well, maybe this is where we're going to be, this is where we're going to stay. And then the conversation of the business economic development across the street that we're all very, very familiar with, we would like to see something happen here. In our CA meetings, we would love to see an opportunity, the Osage Nation, to come down to the Capitol building and create something for economic development for the nation. So I believe there are some works in progress with that. We also appropriated $900,000 to go up on the 14th floor and renovate those offices and move the legislative branch up to the fourth floor and of this building.
It's only four floors, that is, 14.
Did I say 14?
You said 14.
Okay.
It's cool.
The fourth floor. And so we have decided to, as a legislative body, and the CA committee, to move the legislative offices of the Osage Nation back up on the hill.
Yes, sir.
And so we haven't spent that $900,000, and we are gathered here today to review what possible locations, possible sites for us to be able to move in a permanent place, either back up on the hill. And I know Brother Everett talked about moving back up on this other hill here, and that's, I'll let you have some time to comment about that as well. But the exciting thing for us is that we feel that the nation can establish an economic development phase down here downtown, and that we can move back up on the hill and have the government back where it traditionally has been for years and years and years. So the $900,000 that we have that prepared. Is that going to be the total amount? Probably not, but it does get us started and moving in the right direction. So I asked the executive, TDLA, and the Minerals Council, again, appreciate you all being here. And we would love to, if Mr. Sapahula, if you could come up and join us at the table, we would appreciate that. And I believe we're going to pull up the 25-year campus. Was this a 25-year plan? Mr. Sapahula, Silas Sapahula is going to join us at the table. And I believe, Silas, do you want to run the mouse? Scroll through.
It's pretty self-explanatory. That's actually the schematics of the, or the logistics of the master plan, the basic concept that we had designed. It took 6 years to get to that point, and felt pretty comfortable about it using the space that we have. And if you want to pay attention to phase four, the Congress will be temporarily moved.
Before we get going, let me ask you a question, Silas. When was, and if anybody can tell me this, when was the inception, when was the birth of this 25-year master plan? When did that happen?
Well, the 25-year was a strategic plan, and the master plan was a different concept.
Okay, when did that start, the master plan?
It was back in 02. We had concepts back in 99. We were constantly asked to rehab existing buildings, repurposing for people that were moving in and moving out, and it wasn't working. It was costing us way too much to lease and rent and rehab, so we had to create some flexible facilities for people to move in, move back out, and not have to rework walls and tear stuff down and make it usable for someone else. So
the master plan in its inception, when we first started talking about this as a nation, as you said, correct, 1999. And did that include the six phases, or was that just in the infancy of, hey, maybe phase one, two, but all six phases were discussed in 1999?
Originally, we started with a consultation with an architect. We procured him, and he advised us on what our uses, best uses, and we have all the surveys and whatnot with it that came with the population here, the best use for that, and came into fruition that we could get one building and two buildings, and eventually three. So we had a phase from the very beginning on how we were going to accomplish this, yes.
Okay, so it's been in the planning, you would say, if we do the math, almost 20 years?
At the time we started, it was 6 years, and now I'd have to say close to 20 years.
Now we've come to 20, and has that... Well, we'll get back to some of that, but right now, through those almost 20 years, this master plan, we've completed one phase. It's taken us 20 years to do that. Okay.
And what?
I have a question.
Chairman Waller.
Was you on this project in 99? Will you answer this question? Remember on building 22, 21, and 19? 16, remember we had to spend so much money on it because it leaked. Can we destroy all of those? I noticed that you say demolish some of these.
Well, the concept is to completely take every building off.
Yes, perfect, thank you.
Okay, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What phase is complete?
Should be number two.
Phase two is complete. So that's the basis of my question. Phase two is move BIA and the Minerals Council from 6 to E, 6 being the old congressional building where Minerals Council is currently held. So they're not in E. Move ENR to E. ENR is above us, so I don't believe they're in E. 15 to 6. 15 being childcare and WIC, don't believe that they are located in the old congressional chamber, so that's not done. 18 to 6, 18 being child support, and they're not in the old congressional chambers. So that one's not done. Move program from 1 to F. That one might be done, I'm not sure what program 1 is, but 14 to 4, Office of Strategic Planning and Grants to F. I don't believe they're in the Welcome Center.
Okay.
13 to off campus.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you. So, but back to what Mr. Saperhoodle said, we are looking at phase two. We have not began or completed. Or did you say phase two was complete?
Our concept was to get the buildings built and had the people in them that we thought would work best, and at the time it did. Administrative, the point was, we knew how it was gonna work. The people that were in it didn't, and they had to change their operation, and that was the point of making the master plan. Things were cluttered up, and too many stamps were getting made for someone that could have just handed them this paper, so we had to make it conclusive of everyone that would be able to work together and create flow. Whenever the administration changed hands, they decided programs would change and they would move around, but the building would be the same, so you could move them in and out. So according to this plan, some of the names have changed, but the buildings and the concepts are still there. So.
But according to phase two, with all of these recommendations of movement, just basically talking about the Minerals Council, the BIA and ENR, it's pretty easy to see that they have not been move to any of these new buildings. So realistically, phase one, if you could put a stamp complete, phase one would be the only one that we could do. Phase two is not stamped and complete. Okay, then that's what I was asking. Mr. Johnson and then Mr. Potts.
Yes, sir. I was going to say the easiest thing to do would have been to just say F is done.
Thank you.
And instead of saying, well, this is done, F is what's complete. Of phase two, so yes, we're in phase two, but only the very beginning. So two buildings out of phase two, that's it. That's the Welcome Center and the law.
Okay.
Congressman Butts.
I agree. Those two buildings are done. But what I was trying to highlight is the plan hasn't been followed.
I was just trying to get you to go faster.
We have two buildings. Got it.
There's two buildings.
It's cool.
A phase two.
Well, and I believe we have building L and M, properties and roads, or shipping and receiving warehouses.
Technically, that is not correct because that's not where that building is.
But we do have a new building for those purposes, correct?
For real estate services and
roads transportation.
And they're down, if you can orient yourself to the map, they're farther north and west on that cemetery road. Yes, ma'am, approximately there. The L, I believe, properties and maintenance building has not been constructed.
Okay.
So there is an additional piece that's...
So, follow up. Thank you, Sheriff. So we built a new building that wasn't in phase one before we were supposed to house real estate and roads.
That was before Chief Standing Bear took office that the construction began. So I'm not 100% sure how all that happened, but, you know, so I can... I know Rhodes had money to assist with putting that facility down there. But I don't know the background of why that happened and the other stuff didn't.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
I'm just trying to establish, again, I'm not trying to be critical. I've long said that we need a plan to move forward with the nation. I want that, I'm dedicated to that, but I think the first part of starting to construct a plan is realizing that we have a plan that started in 1999, continued in 2002, got finalized in 2009, and we've got buildings that weren't on the plan that have been built. We've got buildings that were supposed to be built that weren't built as far as phase one. We've got some buildings as part of phase two that were built that don't have the programs and departments in them that were supposed to have in them to be able to move, which I understand. I want you to be able to follow a plan, and I believe that we need to be committed to a plan, but I don't see that commitment, and that's what I'm trying to establish here is, as we're talking about trying to go back to a plan, I think it's important to point out.
Well, and that's a good point, and my point is this plan is not working.
I'm trying to highlight that.
It's not working. Mr. Johnson.
Plans only survive until first contact. That's a fact. So...
Okay.
The environment always changes. Needs, you know, who could have predicted that the Minerals Council and Congress chambers were going to flood and cause the black mold of the apocalypse to force everybody out to where now we've got to build a new building. I mean, so you know, your priorities shift, and we understand that.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. So, we've established that. Have we established it? We're not quite followed. Administrations change, whatever. So, anyways, where are we at right now? And then let's move on with what's next.
Okay. One thing, and I appreciate the discussion. And if you look at, I'll talk about Congressman Mason, who mentioned that, you know, the plan didn't include legislative chambers until phase four. And it's taken us, in his words, almost 20 years just to get to phase one. He'd like to be alive to witness that, but he didn't think that was possible. And at this rate, none of us will be around if this is the pace that we're going. And I'm not being sarcastic, but it's obvious the plan has not worked. Back to, if we look, Chairman Waller, did you have a comment?
Yes, I do.
Yes, sir.
I can help us on some of that. The last comment is that, that's right, I had to be in that office in 99 when they started that. The next question comes up is that transportation money, you can't spend federal dollars on a building. That had to be the nation's money. And as you well know, you all were the first ones that took our casino and took the cash. that's how it started. He was only under grant programs. But we made a little bit off the water stuff at the industrial park. That's not where the funding comes to build those. But there's some part of this we need to keep. We need an as-built of brought to us from this department that shows you that, because phase three has a footprint to go by. The rest of it's redundancy. And I would identify two things, is that whatever we build here, let's go to the case, let's just do one good shot at it. And let's put it all together. I don't even know how you got the money to go build that building, but we left you around $7 to $8 million in hard cash. I happen to know that. So wherever that happened, but some of this as-built, phase three is correct on the roads. So I just moved to it, bring in the new as-built, show the buildings, and dump this.
When you look at, thank you, Chairman, when you look at move Congress from 6 to D, Mr. Saperhoodle, if you look at that location, I believe D is still an option. And if we look at, and I'm looking at phase four, where we're looking at B, C, D, and E. C and D colored in the more orange, B and E covered in the more tan colored. Where approximately now is the War Memorials Veteran within the scope of those two?
That museum should basically be exactly where it's at.
Which is one.
Right, we kept all the boundaries of construction within all the buildings that they're originally going to put there, so nothing should be interfering with it.
The War Memorial, though, with respect to the
number seven.
B, C, D, and E, where is it on the map?
Below that on number seven.
Right, where am I seeing that?
Below you, C.
That northeastern corner?
Right there.
Right there.
A little farther to your right. Come to your right.
So that's moving to the the east. It's moving to the east.
Are we talking the memorial?
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's almost right on the front corner of that building.
It's right.
Right there?
Yeah.
And right then in here. I took Camille number one out. So what I'm thinking is that this is still a great plan right here. It's just you're not going to be able to go anymore. If we go over here, let's just make that a parking lot.
Yeah. And I'll ask Mr. Mr. Saperhoodle, does the War Memorial, the Veterans Memorial, does that change anything to do with these four blocks that we're looking at? Or we still have the space to complete those four blocks?
Those are fine.
Those are fine. Yes. Assistant Chief.
Might I suggest respectfully that just click on Google Maps, go to the satellite view, and you can see where everything is exactly. Instead of talking about it, it might be helpful since we all have the maps in hand.
Sure.
For the reference. Oh boy.
May I ask what's the estimated cost on C and D if we constructed it today? Ballpark?
We have to go after it here.
What do these first two cost us together?
C's going to be judicial.
Well, add two together, and then how much was it?
And D was going to be legislative.
You built those for only that much amount, 14?
26 total.
Yeah, together.
Well, I know, but he's on the payroll.
What?
He's on our payroll. That's what we need to know from this department. It's going to help make a decision. They're going to need more money.
Say 30. Cost construction, you moved 8 to 11%.
Okay, here you are.
Here's the tribal museum currently. The War Memorial is going to be here.
Yes, sir.
No.
It's a little more east.
No, now. No.
It's toward Granby.
It's right here.
It starts.
It's toward Granby.
Well, here's Camille number one. I just said it right here. And we took the well
it's
out.
It's really large.
You took large. The well out.
It's really large. It goes, yeah. It will go from where number one was. There's a sidewalk that goes to the first.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's a touch screen.
But if it gets too close, if your finger gets too close, then he picks up that heat.
And it goes almost all the way to this telephone pole and then out into this area. So it's, there's a gazebo here, a gazebo here, a gazebo here, and then the memorial itself is in here. So it's
large.
It's pretty doggone big.
So realistically, you can't build in this square. Or more of this square.
You haven't even buried your electrical line yet.
No, why would you put a building right there, though? Even if the memorial wasn't there.
Let me call this to order, please. Can you please hold up your hand to be recognized, please? Just, I need four people talking at once. Mr. Johnson.
Yes.
Do me a favor, if you would, please. Tell me on this map, if you could, where Building C was, that's a judicial, where was it, if we have a perimeter of where the war memorial is, and then could you show us where, or Mr. Sapoodle, where C will be? Here's the museum. It's in here. Do we have idea?
By looking at that map and comparing it, it'd be approximately in that area.
In that area there?
Yes, sir.
And so D, the Legislative Council, will be
up in that area.
And that is supposed to be legislative and executive, according to the plan.
Temporary until your home gets built where the IHS clinic now is.
Say that again.
Your home will be where the clinic now sits. It's supposed to be demolished, and you're building up there. You will temporarily be up there in D until that gets built. That's how the phase works.
So, yes. D is a temporary?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Kind of does when you go to A. That's why I'm asking you. I'm sorry. That's why I was asking is that if we have the target, which we're going to build on, gives me the answer what you're going to do with my stuff. We got to make a decision that Councilman and I talked about. If you want, we'll go back on the footprint. But we got to have, and we have to have this on record, I'm taking BIA and OST with me. There's no asking them if they're going. We're taking it. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson.
And that's the great thing about a plan. You can change it and make that. It depends on, you know, how y'all want to do things. You could make that the permanent building. You know, if you want to. I mean, it's up to this body to decide that. But you could make that building permanent for, you know, so you don't ever have to move again. You can combine it as it used to be with Minerals and OST and BIA. I, you know, not to sound like, you know, crazy or anything, but to me, and this comes from cross-loading helicopters, you never put the commander in and the first sergeant in the same bird. It just doesn't happen. So to me, putting the executive and the judicial, or the Congress in the same building is nuts. Just from a leadership standpoint on, you know, you got all the leadership in one building. You know, that's why the United States is set up the way it is. That's why there's a Senate on one side, a House on the other side, and the President's down the road. So you can change this up and, we'll do whatever y'all want to do.
Okay. Assistant Chief Edcorn, is it still executives? Did they ever have a input of the building D being just a temporary for executive and judicial, and then moving to the clinic? Is that just for legislative?
I'm gonna restate that I think we just start from where we are now. We consult the plan. We stick with its general parameters. Obviously, roads have been installed. Infrastructure has been installed. I know that probably, I don't know exact, Mr. Safetyhooter probably does know where that giant geothermal field is. That has an impact on this issue, because that is this, that was built out to provide a lot of energy savings for all of the buildings. Am I correct on this? All of the buildings that were up there. So I think I'm following the tone that Congresswoman Pratt used early on. This is just where we start, right here. And this is a reference. So we can spend a lot of time having those kinds of conversations. I think what we need to do collectively is look at this, look at the space that's available, start making some decisions, such as, and this is the question in my mind, is does Congress and the Minerals Council wish to share meeting space, not office space, but meeting space? Because I think there's a reason you're here, because we're just talking about the money that that Congress has appropriated. So I'm inferring that from the presence of the Minerals Council, that probably should either be solidified or pitched as an idea fairly early on, because that has a lot to do with how this goes forward. So I'd like to hear some of that discussion, speaking strictly for the executive branch.
And Assistant Chief, if you'd like to join us at the table sometime.
Sure.
We'd love to have you. And if you could, for those lacking in geothermal, what that is.
You drilled about a...
I'll let... intended on building wells to capture the underground stream and use it to our advantage that we found, and create our own heat and air and get off the grid. And we have the capability of building every well up there to provide heat and air for all the buildings, all 15 buildings of the total build out. Right now we have 100 wells, and that powers two of those buildings.
And Mr. Safetyhooter, was the two completed buildings up there, are they on that grid, on that? How is that working out?
We've had some hesitation from maintenance to get involved early on with our process, and so they're having to come in from the back door, get caught up, and we're finishing up our commissioning this week. And so it should be.
Now, I've been aware of some difficulties with the air conditioning. I've been aware of some difficulties with the recycling of rainwater. I've been aware of some problems with the backwater coming up through the toilets and giving off an odor. Is that part of this geothermal activity? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
At the time, we had a substantial completion date, and the thought process was we can actually occupy it, but it's not totally done yet. And someone pulled the trigger and wound up moving in that day, and it was an earlier than we wanted, but it got taken care of. And so we're having fun.
Assistant Chief,
I'll share my thoughts on this. The field of geothermal wells is just a resource. The ground is about 55 degrees all the time. So if you're circulating water through there, what you get is essentially a 55 degree medium you apply as you need to, whether it's cool down from 106 ambient temperature outside or from 10 degrees ambient temperature outside. So the problems are real. We're all very familiar with it, but they didn't have anything to do with the geothermal field. They had to do with the engineering of the system that was within the building that took advantage of the geothermal field. So we certainly should be learning from those experiences going forward. I just think that the location of that field, the size, and the number of buildings it can service should be taken into account. Not, doesn't rule anything, just something we should be thinking about when we start looking for a location to set this building.
Okay.
There's from the look of it, there's a whole bunch of space up there that MC or and Congress can occupy. But back to my earlier question, is it the consensus of this Minerals Council and this Congress? This could be a question that has to be determined by votes and general input on whether you're going to share meeting space in this arrangement.
Thank you, Chief. And leads me to my next comment. We're talking to Congressman Mason. He's always been an advocate of, you know, and rightfully so, we're the Congress. We can go and do what we want. We don't have to share, and he'll vouch for it. He wasn't saying this negatively. He was just, we don't have to share it with anybody. We can build our own. That's who we are. We're the Osage Nation Congress. And I believe that, and in the spirit of cooperation, if the Minerals Council is interested in maybe joining us, and to have those discussions, but I don't want it to delay our move to a location up on the hill. We're not moving out of here until executive has an economic development plan. I would like to see us be able to move as quickly as possible, but sometimes, as we've said, it takes an act of Congress. But to be able to move as quickly and just find us a location, build us a location, maybe with the possibility of adding on, I don't know. I like what Mr. Johnson said, everything being separate in the traditional form. But I know Minerals can stand on their own, Congress can stand on their own, executive has done a lot of work to those offices that you all occupy now. Very nice. We would just like a home. We would just like somewhere to go. And Congressman Mason said, we don't have to wait on anybody. We can be ourselves, and we can go up there and make our move and get this done. So I just wanted to say that. Chairman Walton.
I'm good with all of that. What I was also asking, are we going to have to enlarge this geothermal field to take in the concept of adding these buildings?
Yeah.
Is there any way that, how much more, literally, in footage?
It would depend on how much space you're having to heat in there.
Okay, the difference between the one and two buildings. Where is it located from the pond?
West.
Yes, sir. Do you have enough room to keep going over there to the west?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I'm happy with that, and I think Councilman Red Eagle and I discussed, we'll be happy to go back to our same location as far as sharing an office or the conference element. Just upgrade it. That's all we need. We'll be happy to do that. But the other concept is that I think it does need to be separated out, because I'm going to need the one-stop shopping for BIA and OST for my constituency. It's a different realm than you guys are in. And I agree with the director is that if you all separate these items out, they will have somewhere to go to. We don't care where you put us, but we do care about how you put us there. So you just come up with a site, and then we'll go to the department and engineer site.
Councilman Reddy.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
To my recollection, I think this is going on just like Cy said, it's been going on for quite a while. And I remember, I wasn't here at the time, but I remember hearing about it. And as far as our OST and BI are together, it is a good idea to put us all together in the same place, you know. And as far as the campus is concerned, you know, it's getting kind of crowded, it seems like to me. I've always kind of thought that to myself. And I know, I don't know how much other particular lands that we have. I know there's some out here by the Evergreen that we own. And I suggested that to the medical board too. And I don't know if they took that into consideration or not, but seems to be kind of packed in right now, you know. But we are the headquarters as far as that goes, and it would be a good idea to take a feasibility study when it comes to the geothermal, just like the mess we ran into out on Ballfield, you know. And there's always a chance that some of those wells would come up again, you know. I've always heard that was the original Lynn allotment right there by the Ballfield. That's why that railroad track ran through there. That's where they hauled the at least be gas lamps here in town, and that's how they supplied all the gas for the lights here in town. That's how it all started. So it would be a good idea to what I've heard so far, to do a feasibility study everywhere, wherever you go. You know, I've even heard sometimes from different experts that there's an aquifer, a flood underneath the whole town of Huska, and there might even be some sinkholes here sometime in the near future. You know, we don't know. Just like he said, we don't know what's going to happen, but it'd be a good idea to do that, you know. But I would suggest that there's other, even the land behind the cemetery, I've always heard that belongs to our people too.
It does. Yeah.
So there you are. As far as the headquarters, you know, being in the same place, and we all want to be recognized, you know, and people can find us, it's a good idea to put us all together, but still, you know, we're kind of running out of room up there. But, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank
Congressman
you.
Potts.
Mr. Chair. We have to start talking about the reality of this. And the reality is, yes, we like to say we have $900,000. We don't. Roughly, probably $20,000 of that was spent on the new AC unit for the old congressional building that the Minerals Council now occupies. I believe $78,000 of that was just spent to remodel part of the building over here.
Different money, my understanding.
$900,000 was combining those two totals. So those two amounts need to come out of there. If we took every penny of remaining projected revenue for this fiscal year, that's an additional $400,000 as a rough guess. So at best, you're at $1.3 million. I know we have a special session where $100,000 of that is getting ready to be called up, which leaves you with $1.2 optimistically if we had everything we accounted for. So I understand the need to have Minerals Council, OST, and Congress all in the same building, but that's a $30 million building. And we don't have the funds for that. Additionally...
Just let me talk.
If I may...
You'll learn something.
Go ahead.
Please. But additionally, what we have somehow, along with the trail, promised a health clinic, a new health clinic that we're going to have to fund. And we're starting to talk about brick and mortar for an immersion school. There's not enough money to pay for all of these things on our current path. We have to start being realistic about what we can build and the resources that we have available.
I'll get teach. Assistant Chief.
I'm going to circle back on one point. I'll make it really brief. I would ask Mr. Sekulow to quantify that statement about the geothermal field only covering the buildings that were built. Mr. Cass, back several years ago, I asked specifically about, because the number seemed rather large, and his indication was that they were building that out to serve future projects. So I would just ask, is it hard to get an engineer's, some kind of writing from an engineer that indicates exactly how much square footage that we can support, if any, based on our existing geothermal field? Can we find that out?
I can find out, yeah.
That's what I mean. Sorry to go back.
No, that's fine.
I just wanted to clear
that's
up in my own head.
That's fine. Yes, sir. Chairman Wall.
Welcome to the buildings that my council paid for. We'll go after our funding dollars. I just wanted to make it nice enough that the criteria for us, we'll build it. We'll do the federal loan. We do not have to 638 it. We can request it under direct service, go in through the note, just like we did building them. So I would offer that for my council's view. It's another reason I have to be selective on who my neighbors and who's in the building. Because the feds are going to ask you that. Are you all going to bring your checkbook? Right now, I think that the possibility is once these gentlemen find the location that works best for my council, I will go to the United States government and ask him, I need that loan again. That's how we built your clinic. That's how we even built the council chambers and the bureau and all of it, even your old offices. I closed out both of those contracts for the tribe. Under Chief Tillman. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that option that you don't have. And I appreciate your honesty on the money. They're going to run into the same problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Chairman Waller's point. And I don't have ready numbers, but just talking in my head, I know that the income from BIA and OST that come to the tribe every year as lease income from that property will no longer be without a cost. If we take out a new loan, then we'll, we will need to add that debt service to our annual expenses. Yes, we will still have their rental income, but it will be offset by whatever payments, and I don't know what they are, I'm just making a point to Congressman Potts' point, that, that there will be some kind of loan payment to be made out of that, so we will have a net reduction in available cash in the budget.
Did you have your hand up?
To piggyback off that, I agree. And I know we passed legislation, this legislative session, that took $800,000 out of projected revenue for next year. Hear gaming talking of having the battle of $40 million versus $45 million again. It's going to be fun. And we're crossing our fingers for meeting projected revenue. But let's tackle on more demands for debt service. This is a problem. I don't know that we have the ability to build a $30 million building, nor do I want to try to tackle that endeavor. And I appreciate the chairman's availability of funds, and if we can build it with federal funds, sign me up. But we're still going to have that debt service, and with limited resources already and dwindling on an annual basis, I don't know that we can do that. That's my two cents. I'm not sure that we're ready to build a big $30 million building when we have needs like a clinic, museum, and a school for our people that we've all talked about. And I think that those buildings should come first before we get a new house.
Chairman Waller.
We paid those debts off as far as the council goes. You weren't handed no bills when y'all took the $23 million from us. $8 million in housing, $7 million, and I don't know what our transportation is doing pretty good. I think we were turning $9 million a year. I'm okay with all that. I understand the adjustments you're going to have to make on the debt service. But I can actually be under construction by the time you guys even get your car out of the parking lot. I don't care how deep that hole is that you're in. I think I can get by that because, and this is an open meeting, I can tell my constituency, if the federal government doesn't step up, we're going to take them to federal court of claims without you. We have been to federal court four times without the Congress. Your support has been necessary. We're getting ready to win in Supreme Court. Once we do, I'm going to go after them over the funding this nation has lost. And with that, I will make any adjustment we need for the nation on payment, whatever you want to work out. We're available because the federal dollar is down there, and somehow or another, they just tell us they can do all your engineering, contracting, they just can't do the buying and construction. And I've actually got a DMD, but I meet with the United States government on the 5th, and I'm going to throw it at them. But at any case, if we will sign for this debt service, I'll put the council and my group under the gun for that building if we're allowed. And be honest with you, if we build it and you want to come in, we're going to charge you just like you want to charge us. It works for us. But we're open to suggestion. I'm here because we want to work with you, and that's why I came. So I'll be anything that we can take care of, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. I've got to head out. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you.
Yeah. You leaving?
No, just in a few minutes. I'm going to let you finish up.
Speaker Walker.
I think I've said this before, but our next step is to figure out the location and start with the design process. That doesn't cost $30 million. It might cost 10% of that, but we can still get started with $700,000 or $800,000 that we have. We can hire an architect. I mean, they build as the plans are developed. It's not, it's gonna be 10% of $30 million. Here's $3 million up front. If we get to a point where we can no longer continue with the design, we have 30%. We have partial plans. Put them on the shelf, and that's what we need to do. We need to be figuring out if the Minerals Council wants their own building, where it's gonna be. We need to figure out where we're gonna go and get started on the design process. There's a lot of pre-construction activities that need to be done that don't cost $30 million, that don't require the nation to go in debt, that don't require additional appropriations out of this year's funding. So I want to use this. It's just a plan. It's somewhat of a conceptual. It took us a lot of time to get here, a lot of hard work by a lot of very qualified professionals to come up with this plan. It's easy to pick apart. It's easy to say this didn't happen, that didn't happen, this didn't happen. There were reasons why. You may or may not agree with all of the reasons why. I may or may not. I was part of the process. Silas and I were on the very first committee. We sat through many committee meetings. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Silas, did you?
Yes, sir.
I thought it was very productive. It was one of the most exciting things that I did whenever I was an employee. So I just want to say that we need to figure out where we're going to go. I think the Congress has stated we want to go up on the hill. Well, let's pick the stinking place out where we're going to go and start the pre-construction activities that we have the money to do. That's what we need to do, in my opinion. And that's not real hard to do. Silas and his bunch, they can help us. They have the staff to help us put together the next step in the phase.
Assistant Chief. Saying, I can say this without talking to Chief, so that's the approach that we can support. We think that, you know, there's obviously some groundwork to do. Obviously, if you start an architectural, and engage an architectural firm, they're going to want to know where the geothermal is. They're going to want to know whether it can support that. That's a good start. You're going to have to do all of that, come here or sickle. So if you want to start the process, that's where your first dollars are going to go. I don't know about the $30 million part. I'll leave that to somebody else. But I'm just going to say that.
Trying to, listening to Speaker Walker, and I agree. I'd like to keep this as simple as possible. It's not all up to me, obviously. But is the next step that we should try to accomplish is to just go to the campus and find a location where we can say it's agreeable to executive, it's agreeable with us, here's where we'd like to build it. Is that the step that we need to take? Just to find a location.
May I?
Yes, sir. Speaker.
I think executive's going to be agreeable as long as it's somewhat in line with this plan. Mm-hmm. That's my assumption. And I think that we have the responsibility to at least go along with this plan. I mean, the Congress appropriated a lot of money over the years to develop this plan. And we've started on it. We've built two buildings. And the $30 million, that's just kind of an exaggerated, arbitrary number that's being thrown out there. So I would like to stop saying $30 million. It's not going to cost $30 million to go build the Congress a building.
Thank you, Speaker. And then we go back to the initial meeting where this plan, we've been almost 20 years with six phases and we've only completed one in 20 years. I'll get Congressman Potts.
I agree with almost everything that's been said. I've made two motions in this committee to start pre-construction activity on a building for the Congress. And we've backed out of those motions twice now, for the discussion of who's going to be in the building, for what purpose, and that's why we're having it. If we're now being told that Minerals wants to be in a building with us and they have access or potentially access to federal funds, let's move forward with a Minerals Council, OST, and Congress building. Let's start pre-construction activity, but with the same mentality. If we're saying, well, this plan hasn't been followed, we spent a lot of money on this plan, it needs to be followed, because we're getting ready to start plans for pre-construction activity on a building, and if 4 years from now we're sitting at the same table saying, well, we really don't want Minerals Council in the building, then we've wasted that money on those pre-construction plans, and I'm tired of doing that.
We're not giving you a set of keys.
If the plan is to move forward with the building for Minerals Council, OST, and Congress, sign me up. Let's start pre-construction activity. Let's go. But I don't want to be 5 years down the road and say, oh, we changed our mind. We're just going to mess this plan up one more time and we'll just plop it down wherever we want to plop it.
So, Speaker Walker, then Chairman.
The point, I think that Silas mentioned it in some of his first comments, were the buildings were built not necessarily specifically for the programs and departments that were put in here. We needed this space. When I got hired on in 2002, I think we had 250 employees. By the time I came on in Congress 10 years later, I think we have 500. This plan is based on like 800 employees. Isn't that about right? I think it's based on about 800 employees. So I don't see it as the plan's not necessarily being followed. We need this space. We need more space. We're bursting at the seams. We're continuing to grow. If we start the pre-construction activities, the design process for a building that we're planning to house BIA, OST, Minerals Council, Congress, and if they're able to find additional funds, if they can build a better building that suits their purpose, great, build another building. We'll have the space. We need the space. We could house other programs or departments in there. I just think we need to start on another building with the intention of Congress being in there.
Speaker, Chairman Walker.
Then we need to make the, from the council, and I'll bring it to the full council on Friday. I think the selection of site is it. I think you're correct. We'll take the site we're at now as A. We'll take a site B if the department wants to move us into one of these other sites. As and site C, I want to go up on the hill. I want to leave you on. But at any case, once you have that available, because you already know my footprint, and you know the other is I was over that at 200 some odd employees. We passed 4 federal unqualified audits. You guys have. You're way too big for your system, and you know that. We have no room left. We have nothing. So I will be available for that. Those sites. Tell us where you want us at, and then we'll open it up.
Speaker Walker, would you still be agreeable with the original, what was supposed to be temporary, site D, but making it a permanent? Would you be agreeable to that location? Because it is in phase 4. That's where our original intent is to be, along with executive.
I think that would be a good next step to start the process of building another building right there where D is.
I would
be agreeable to that. Okay. I'm saying that I can make that decision, but to answer your question, yes.
Okay. Then I'll get to you.
And on the site, Chairman Waller, if I may, real quick,
yes.
You're still saying you have mold problems or potential mold problems in Building 6?
Yes.
That are unresolved?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you for that. That's where I go to site A, as Chairman Waller said. If this building still has mold potential, still has problems, the gutters still haven't been cleaned out, or at least they weren't on the first day of session. That was from 3 years ago when I started working in 2015. Are they cleaned out? Are the gutters cleaned out? They're not. Okay. So gutters haven't been cleaned out going on 4 years, which created the mold problem, I believe. So I think site A, as Chairman Waller said it, demolishing the building that has all these problems and start new. So not site B. Let's kill two birds with one stone. If you got a building that has...
I will get back with you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Speaker. The second OST sends us that federal document that shows that they didn't pass that. Now I hear that BIA is sitting on it.
And if they pass it, then site D is perfect. But I'm being told we've got a building that has mold still in it after we've spent...
Oh, I'm telling you, I can't stop crying for water.
That we've spent thousands to remediate at this point. Let's demolish the building and build on top of it.
Assistant Principal Chief.
So, I'm just going to point some things out. I really don't want anybody to say executive advocated this, executive. I'm simply trying to raise some questions.
Sure.
First question I'll raise is to Congressman Potts' last comment. Now you're talking about moving everybody twice if you do that. You got relocation costs and you have temporary location costs, at least for the Minerals Council, you know, not the Congress. But to Chairman Waller, I'm glad you're walking back through. I know you're taking off. From where we sit, I think it's important that there's a clear, well-defined process for deciding whether this is going to be some kind of joint project, which adds to complexity, doesn't make it impossible, adds to complexity. And if that's the decision, then there be some other clear process for pulling that apart if it turns out that we get a little bit down that road and it doesn't work out. Because the real shame would be, in my opinion, to be short of dollars to begin with, to be taking precious dollars and applying them to a planning and engineering process, which is informed by the idea that Congress and Minerals share space. Right. And then that ends up not being the case. Yeah. So obviously, there's a decision to be made at Minerals collectively among, yes, among the entire body. Obviously, there's a decision here whether that's in the best interest. I don't think anybody should take anything personally, regardless of how it turns out. But to my mind, if dollars are paramount in this issue, then that decision happens before we invest a whole lot of engineering dollars and then have there be an election or some other change where minds change. Obviously, safe thing is to separate it in the first place. But I'll leave that. That's not executive's function. That's up to Congress to make that decision. That's up to Minerals Council to make that decision and make that decision collectively. Thank you.
Councilman Radigal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. From the very beginning, I can't speak for the rest of the council, you know, but this is basically a pretty new council. Five of us were new, and three were incumbents. And, from the very start, we wanted to work together with Congress, with the Osage Nation. And Mr. Potts said, Congressman Potts said that the mode is still there, as far as I know. And it's very dangerous, what I understand. And it would be a good idea to, if we stay there, to tear that one down, put another one in its place. You know, as far as the construction part is concerned. But speaking for myself, I think it would be a good idea to do that, you know. But how the rest of the council feels is up to them. But I think we do want to work together with Congress because we're part of the nation. I've said that even on the first time. And I want to reiterate that again. We're under the nation. We're part of the nation. And we want to work with the nation.
Closing comments, I concur with that. Also, is that this engineering design should be exactly that, is that that building's not going to make it, guys.
It's inefficient.
Why don't we just look at raising it now, and what is the cost on that footprint to put us back in chambers, offices, the little library for the 50,000 and well logs I've got sitting there, and the BIA and OST, and let's not stuff them in. You know why 22 and 21 was so small? Because they lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. We weren't given the amounts to build. We can't have that problem. Casey and them know that. So with that, thank you all. It's truly honored. We'll do whatever you want. And if we have to move down tomorrow, we're gonna move in that council little room right there. But the second I find out that it does with the mold, you can see it. Let's just put it right there. But we'll go back to the location as the estimated on the looking at it. And if you guys want to change, we'll be able to suggest it. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Now you're leaving.
I got to.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
Brother, thank you.
Assistant President.
I've learned a lot about construction since my first construction job. Which was building that building up there. It's extraordinarily inefficient. It's got a ton of north windows where I used to sit, some of you have sat, that are single pane glass facing north. There's absolutely no insulation in the concrete block that is only 8 inches thick in solid concrete. This was built right at the end of the era of inefficient construction, and unfortunately did not receive any upgrades There's no insulation in the ceiling in that place. It's all just a little bit of roof insulation. It's horrendously inefficient. So even though there's a very small, warm place in my heart for that building, in terms of year-to-year operation, it needs to go. Just want to say that.
Mr. Johnson.
I just want to correct the record. I talked to my folks via text. The gutters were clean last year, and they're due to be cleaned within the next 2 weeks. So yearly, which is what people normally clean the gutters at their own home. The mold report after the rebuild was clear. So any new mold issues, they're working on addressing now. So those are the answers I have from the folks that actually do the work.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. We've got to really move forward. We have 13 items on this agenda, and
we've appreciate it.
We'll keep you updated. We'll have some conversations. Thank you, sir.
Motion to postpone discussion of congressional chambers.
Motion.
Okay, second. I didn't know you needed a motion for that. But second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 No.
Motion passes. Chair would entertain a motion to recess for 5 minutes. Without objection, we're going to recess for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And then,
appreciate it.
If you want to sit here and burn the wine, rest of this 14.
Thanks,
as much as I'd love to.
I know you would, man.